Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, Election Day is 1 week from today. In New York, the mayoral candidates, Bloomberg and Thompson, have their final debate tonight, as Sotirios just mentioned. We will be broadcasting it after the live airing on Channel 7. Now, I'm going to try to clarify this and not confuse it. It's on Channel 7, live at 7 o'clock tonight. WNYC will rebroadcast it at 8 o'clock, but I will be hosting a simultaneous online chat, simultaneous with the TV airing, along with WNYC's Andrea Bernstein, during the actual live Channel 7 debate. So we hope to get that chat going by 6:45 on our site at WNYC, and Andrea and I will be hosting a live chat that you can all join during the live airing of the debate on Channel 7 at 7 o'clock tonight. So if you want to watch the debate and chat along with us to comment on it, that's at 7 on our website at WNYC.org. That's in New York. In New Jersey, anyone may vote early this year. You don't need a reason. So really, the election in New Jersey has now begun if you want to go to your county clerk's office. We are told that 158,000 people have already voted. So you can vote in New Jersey anytime and not risk the weather or your schedule or whatever on next Tuesday. And we will begin today with Governor John Corzine and independent Chris Daggett on the number one issue on New Jersey voters' minds, property taxes. Property taxes average $7,000 a year, more than any other state. Another way to measure it, New Jerseyans pay about 12% of their income to state and local governments, the highest in the nation. One more stat, property taxes have increased 70% in the last decade. The issue constantly tops the charts of voter concerns. So with 1 week to go before the actual election day, it's 30 issues in 30 days, issue 27, property taxes, and the governor's race. As I said, we have both Governor Corzine and independent candidate Chris Daggett for this. Chris Christie declined to come on, but we'll talk to a supporter of his approach to the issue later on. Independent candidate Chris Daggett will start. His campaigning is breaking out precisely because of his interest in his property tax relief proposal, because of other people's interest in his property tax relief proposal. In fact, he is so focused on taxes. Listen to Daggett's response when asked if he'd sign a gay marriage bill in the last debate.
I've said that if the bill passes the legislature, I would sign that bill. But I want to go back to one other point. I am not raising the sales tax. It will stay at 7%.
So let's get back to taxes. Mr. Daggett, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian. It's good to be here.
All right. A key part of your plan is to apply the state sales tax to an expanded list of items and use the increased revenue to lower property taxes. Do I have that right?
That is correct, but the important thing on the expansion of the sales tax is that it will still exempt all the necessities of food, clothing, shelter, medical, and funeral services, and it will also exempt business-to-business activities so that we do not do anything to further harm the business climate in the state. It only applies to business-to-personal services.
So as I understand it, you're trying to cover things that better off people tend to use, such as lawyers, accountants, and architects.
Correct. That is correct. That's not exclusively so, but primarily so. That's accurate.
What else? What would the state sales tax apply to under your plan that it doesn't today?
There's a wide range of things. There's quite a long list, but one of them people have asked about, will haircuts be taxed? Yes, they would include the expansion of the sales tax getting haircuts, but the property tax savings that people will get under my proposal will far exceed anything that people spend on some of the minor activities like that.
And why should people find a sales tax hike any more acceptable than a property tax hike?
Because the sales tax is something that at least you can make a decision that you want to save some money so you don't use that service, whereas on the property tax, you can't say something like, well, I won't use a room of this house, so therefore I should get a property tax deduction. You have your property taxes just going up and up and up and no way to control them as an individual who decides that they want to reduce their activity in some fashion or their payment of that tax. The only way you could do it is to move out of New Jersey.
I've read that a similar effort in Maryland did not generate the revenue they had hoped from the sales tax, because too many businesses lobbied successfully for exemptions. Would that be a threat here, too?
Sure, it's always a threat, but that's why you have to lead and push hard through the legislature, because this is the number one issue for New Jersey, and we will cut property taxes in my program, and we'll cut it in the first year that we're there, not 3, 4, or 5 years from now like others are promising. It has to be done immediately because our folks in New Jersey are finding it just unaffordable to live here because of the crushing burden primarily of property taxes.
So what's the relationship between the sales tax expansion and property taxes actually going down? I mean, property taxes are paid to localities, that sales tax is paid to the state, correct?
Yes, but then the sales tax revenues that we would take in would in turn be sent to the individual localities by the same amount that they would have taken in if the property tax had stayed the same. So if I was going to collect $10 million in the property tax, that would, as a difference between what I'm paying now, excuse me, let me say it again so it's clear. If you have a property tax in New Jersey that is, let's say, $5 million that you would have paid before the 25% cut. In other words, with a 25% cut, I will be paying $5 million less. Then the sales tax money that's taken in through the state would be paid, that $5 million would be paid from the state to that locality.
Now, how do people actually get their property taxes reduced? Your plan includes what you call a 25% property tax credit, up to $2,500 for all homeowners. Is that correct?
Not a credit, an actual cut. So once, let's say I'm at the state now and I have that sales tax money and I write the check for $5 million to the locality, then the locality would send out its property tax bills showing the actual reduction. So you would have a reduction in your property tax, not a credit. It would be reduced, so your property tax bill would not be as high as it was last year.
Is that the main way people would see their property taxes lowered?
That's the only way they'd see it lowered in my particular plan.
You would also eliminate, then, all property tax rebate plans, correct?
Yes, because, as I said in the debate, in my mind, a rebate is money the government shouldn't have taken from you in the first place.
Now, I want to play you a Chris Christie commercial. His recent ads have been taking aim at you specifically. This is a 30-second radio spot that goes after Corzine and you. And I want to get your reaction to something he accuses you of in this. This is a Chris Christie 30-second commercial.
Who will really lower taxes? John Corzine promised to reduce property taxes. He raised them instead.
Last year, millionaire Corzine paid nothing. Zero in state income taxes. That's outrageous.
Chris Daggett's plan? $4 billion in higher taxes, gas taxes, new tolls.
Daggett, just like Corzine. Chris Christie has a real plan to reduce taxes, cut wasteful spending, reform government.
New Jersey is broken, and Christie will fix it.
Just as he did as U.S. attorney with bipartisan, independent leadership.
So, briefly, I think this is not related to your property tax plan, but he said higher gasoline taxes, which you've talked about before on this show. You are for higher gasoline taxes and higher tolls. Accurate as far as those things go?
No, those are the last resort. What I've said is we have a broken transportation trust fund and a bankrupt transportation trust fund, and it's irresponsible of Chris Christie or anybody else to say, I'm going to find that $800 million by cutting the budget and saving money. He cannot do that. He knows that. He is being the most intellectually dishonest politician I've run into in a long time, Brian. It is so. He has no plan, which is why he doesn't come on your radio station. He doesn't want to talk about the fact that his numbers do not add up. He says he's going to cut your taxes, he's going to restore the property tax rebate, and he's going to find $800 million in cuts to fund the Transportation Trust Fund. The math just does not add up. And everyone knows it that's around him, and everyone knows it that looks at it with any kind of intellectual rigor across the state.
You said he's the most intellectually dishonest politician you've run into a long time. Does that mean that if you don't win, you would prefer Corzine to him?
No, I haven't said that. I've said that I believe that it's the voters' choice. I want them to vote for me. And I've said that it's the only question I haven't answered in this campaign is who I would prefer if I don't win, because I intend on winning. So the question will be moot.
Christie said in that spot that you are just like Corzine. The governor's coming on next, right after you. How does your plan most differ from what Governor Corzine has done or is proposing?
Governor Corzine is no different than Chris Christie. He has not offered any plan whatsoever for cutting property taxes. What he's said is he's going to increase rebates just like Chris Christie. So the honest answer is that the Chris Christie plan and the John Corzine plan are nearly identical, because if you go back in the debates, you will hear that they both said they're going to restore the property tax rebates. That is their plan. So I don't see how there's any comparison. I'm the one who's offered a very detailed plan to cut property taxes, and you can find it on my DagettForGovernor.com website. And if you go to that website, you will see the details of what I've proposed, and anybody can look on it and put in what's called a property tax calculator, and they can calculate the kind of reduction they're going to see under my plan, again, at the DagettForGovernor.com website.
From the Courier Post, which has endorsed Christie, it says, fact is, Christie has offered many specific ideas on how to cut government spending, mirroring much of Gannett, New Jersey's own 20-point plan to ease New Jersey's tax crush. Pension reforms, requirements for public employees to contribute more toward their benefits, a two-thirds legislative supermajority for all tax increases. They've all been proposed by Christie, this says, along with many other initiatives.
And I would dispute that. If you go on his website, they have a one-sentence statement. There's no details on the plan whatsoever. And a two-thirds supermajority is what California and other states have done that have gotten them into enormous difficulty. We just need leadership that says enough is enough. We don't have the money. We're not going to spend it. Not the kind of leadership that waves your hand and says, you know, trust me, I promise you I'll do this. That the voters in New Jersey, I believe, are sick and tired of those promises from politicians. Look on my website and find the details, and you'll see that I offer specifics. And if people don't like them, then help me make it better, but don't tell me you don't have a plan.
The Gannett, New Jersey newspapers, which plan was referenced there, did develop a 20-point plan for lowering property tax increases. Let me just run a few of the elements by you. I'll run these by Governor Corzine, too. Public employees should be required to make contributions to health insurance and pension plans in line with the private sector.
I have been proposing for a long time a detailed plan about how to go about doing just that. Not a wave of the hand saying I'd like to do it. I've explained that we have to have that kind of increase, because right now in New Jersey, public employees contribute at most about 1.5% to their health care benefits. And in the private sector, if you can get the health care benefits, you're paying about 36% on average.
Okay.
So, yes, we need to do a better job of moving it, but not all the way up that fast, but we do have to get them to contribute more.
Mandatory consolidation of school districts and regionalization of police, fire, and other services in communities that can't meet cost efficiency benchmarks.
For 32 years I've been in the public life in New Jersey, and we've talked about this issue, and we've consolidated one town or two towns into one during those 32 years. I'd rather focus on the real cost drivers of government, which are public employee, pension and health care benefits, Medicaid, and aid to municipalities and aid to education. That's where the money is in government. That's where we should focus. Mandatory consolidation will never be approved by the state legislature of New Jersey.
And the last one, negotiate a unified contract for all police, teacher, and fire unions.
I've called specifically for actually either county or regional contract negotiations for school districts in particular, because right now it's an unfair fight when school districts and school boards, which are volunteer parent organizations basically, have to go up against union pro negotiators. And we do that over and over again in New Jersey. We need to move to some sort of a regional-based contract. I was calling for it long before the newspaper came out with their proposal.
Last thing, you will be hard to find on the ballot in many places because of the rules that favor the two big parties. Do you have a strategy to pass along the best Where's Waldo method for finding Chris Daggett on the ballot?
Yes, several things. Again, back to my DaggettForGovernor.com website. You can find your county and where I am. You should read your sample ballot, and we're going to be handing out palm cards to people, and we have poster boards we take everywhere we go to show people where we are on the individual counties, because the system in New Jersey by all independent judgment, is about the worst in the United States of America. It is an inherently unfair and undemocratic process, the way they put ballots together.
All right. Independent candidate Chris Daggett on property taxes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
John Corzine coming up in a minute, the governor and then a supporter of Chris Christie. Stay with us.